The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
And we welcome you to Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us today. As we continue with Catherine Wright and Ken Yates, their series in Romans, we're in Romans chapter 4, and in verse 25, Paul used a new word for justification. Why does he do this? How is justification related to sanctification? And is Romans more about justification or sanctification? Lots to answer and think about as we begin this episode of Grace in Focus. The Grace Evangelical Society's website is faithalone.org. There you can find all of our resources, books, blogs, videos, articles, literally hundreds of articles. If you have a question about theology or free grace theology, you can probably find an answer to it on our website. And then there is the National Convention 2023 of the Grace Evangelical Society coming up May 22nd through 25th. And again, we want to invite you to come and be with us. An absolutely gorgeous venue where we're having it at a Christian camp. And the theme is Vital Free Grace Issues. To register and all of the other information is right there on our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And now, today's episode from the Book of Romans, Ken and Catherine.
And we're continuing a highlight summary of the Book of Romans. And if you were with us last episode, we talked about David and Abraham in the Old Testament. Paul argues that his whole argument here in the Book of Romans is found in these Old Testament heroes, that you see what he's teaching in the lives of these two men.
Abraham was righteous by faith, but then we see the impact of that later in the life of David as he fell into sin with Bathsheba and then could experience the forgiveness.
Yeah, I think if we could summarize it, Abraham is an example of our initial justification when we're declared righteous. It's by faith. And as Paul says in Romans 4, his faith was counted as righteousness. It was not his works. It wasn't his circumcision. It was before the law. And that means that this is important for Paul. Both Jews and Gentiles, because the law has nothing to do with it, can be justified before God. They're justified in the same way, which is by faith in Christ alone. So he's an example of the initial justification. David was talking about, well, what does that mean once I have? Because Paul refers to something that happened in David's life years after he had been justified by faith.
Right.
And Paul seems to be transitioning here. He's going in chapters 1, 2, and 3, he's talking about why we have to be justified by faith, because there are none righteous, no, not one. All like sheep have gone astray. And then the answer is we are declared righteous by faith in Christ alone. But now Paul's going to talk about, okay, so what? You know, what does that mean? The book of Romans is not about telling people how to go to heaven.
Right. I was about to say, if we started off by addressing the traditional view of Romans in light of the Romans Road, that it is so often that we see it used as an evangelistic book, that this book is meant to teach people how to be saved from hell. But what we're arguing is that no, that this book is written to the church at Rome and that it's predominantly dealing with sanctification truths.
Yeah, how to live the Christian life.
Exactly. And so what does the role of our justification have in our sanctification?
Right. And that makes David's example here
makes a lot of sense.
Paul doesn't say, let me tell you about when David was saved from hell.
Right.
He says, no, let me tell you what happened to David after he messed up. Because he was declared righteous by God, he had this, what would you call it, a blessing. Blessed is the man that can come before God for the forgiveness of sins, if I could summarize it.
And even what we'll see later in 5, access.
Right, you have access to God.
Right.
Even in David's case, after what he did to Uriah and Bathsheba. I would even take that a step further. If you look at what David did to Uriah and Bathsheba, you would say, oh, that's not a righteous man. But he was righteous in God's eyes because he had believed. And therefore, when he went to God with this access, because he was righteous in God's eyes, he could find the forgiveness of sins, which, as we said last time, deals with fellowship. And now Paul is going to talk about what that means for the believer today.
Right. So now we're coming to the end of chapter 4, and we come to a pretty important verse.
Yes, and if we're right about David, and this is all about sanctification, it all makes sense the way Paul ends chapter 4. I'll start in verse 23 through 25. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. It's talking about the Old Testament believer, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. And here's verse 25. Who was delivered up because of our offenses. So he died on the cross for our sins and was raised because of our justification. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important word here. And the reason why is the word justification at the end of Romans chapter 4, verse 25, is a completely new word. It is not the word that is translated justification or justified earlier in the book. In fact, it only occurs twice in the book of Romans, and this is one of them. Mm-hmm. In fact, it only occurs twice in all the New Testament. One of those times is here, and the other time is found in Romans 5, verse 18. But what does Paul mean? In Romans chapter 4, verse 29, it says that Jesus was raised because of our justification, and he uses a new word for justification. Now, I think most people say that what Paul is saying is that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and when he was raised, it showed God accepted that sacrifice.
The check cleared.
The check cleared. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what Paul means by this? What we're arguing is no. Sure, it's true that God the Father accepted Christ's sacrifice mm-hmm. for the sins of the world, but that's not Paul's point. Because as we've argued, David is moving into the idea of sanctification or Christian living. What does our justification mean for our Christian living or our godly living? And in chapter 5, Paul's going to definitely say that's where he's heading, that we have access. But notice how this word justification is used the only other time it's used in the book of Romans, mm-hmm. chapter 5, verse 18.
Yeah, I'm reading from the New King James, by the way, and it reads, therefore, as though one man's offense, judgment came to all men.
Talking about Adam.
Right, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
Yes. It's
a very interesting phrase, justification of life.
And that's the same word when it says in 4:25 that he was raised because of our justification.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just lay our cards out on the table here. The word justification here in 4:25 and 5:18 is a different word, and it is talking about living righteously,
mm-hmm.
a righteousness of life. And that fits in so well with using David and what happened with Bathsheba and Uriah
mm-hmm.
as Paul is moving into this. Well, what does it mean that I've been justified? What does it mean that I've been declared righteous in God's eyes by faith alone, which is what Abraham shows us? And it is that now we can walk in the righteousness of life,
mm-hmm.
no longer enslaved to the power of sin. Christ has set us free from that. And that is what Paul is going to talk about in chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus was raised so that we could live righteously.
Yep.
Now, sure, we could say he raised because God the Father said, I'm pleased with his sacrifice on mankind's behalf. He is the propitiation or the satisfaction for the sins of the world. But that's not Paul's point. Paul's point is that now we can experience the justification of life. And if I could go back to David's example in chapter 4, isn't that what he experienced? Even after he had murdered Uriah and committed adultery with Bathsheba, because he had been declared righteous by God, when he confessed, when he went to God, his relationship or his intimacy or his fellowship with God was restored. And that's what he says. He goes, blessed is the man to whom his sins are not imputed to him. Talking about after he had become a believer. So Jesus's resurrection here at the end of chapter 4, when Jesus rose from the dead, he broke the power of sin in the life of those who have believed in him, and he sends forth the Spirit, and now those who have believed in him, who have been declared righteous by God, can experience a righteousness of life.
Mm-hmm. The same power that resurrected the Lord now lives within you as the justified believer, and you can live righteously. The just shall live by faith.
This is not talking about how I go to heaven. It's talking about how I can experience life mm-hmm. in the way that I live. And because Christ is risen from the dead, that is available to me. Zane Hodges, in his commentary on Romans, makes a great contribution to all this mm-hmm. in chapter 5, verse 18, when he uses the word condemnation.
Right, 5:18, he says, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
Zane has a great discussion on that word condemnation, and what he says is condemnation means servitude to sin. In Adam, we were enslaved to sin. We had to carry out its dictates. But in the resurrection of Christ, we've been set free. Now that we have been declared righteous by God, we no longer have to serve that sentence mm-hmm. of condemnation, where we no longer have to serve sin.
Right.
Well, we hope this causes some folks to maybe think a little bit differently about these passages in the book of Romans. And remember, keep grace in focus.
The Zane Hodges commentary on James, entitled The Epistle of James, Proven Character Through Testing, is available at discount to Grace in Focus listeners right now at faithalone.org. Get half price through April the 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word James. That's faithalone.org. Are you interested in finding other Free Grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, Romans chapter 5, we have peace with God, and because of that, we have access to God. Join us for the next Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.